9 steps and 9 cliches. Today on the Weekly Walk podcast, Eric and I are going to share 9 steps that we believe it takes to become a dream catcher. And along the way, apparently we stumble onto 9 cliches as well. So if you are looking to catch some dreams now, this year, this lifetime, we are here with some advice. So lace up your sneakers and let's get going. Welcome to the Weekly Walk Podcast, the perfect podcast to take with you on a 30-minute walk. I'm Joy Shulman, the pack leader here at 99 Walks, and each week we explore different tools and tactics that you can use to create the life you want, because you really can change your life in 99 walks. Hey, Eric.
Hey, Joyce.
I have a theme song for January.
You do?
Yep.
What's that?
Dream Weaver.
Oh, that classic one-hit wonder?
Who sang that?
Gary Wright.
Who in the world is Gary Wright?
He's the guy who had the one-hit wonder, Dream Weaver.
Can you sing a little bit?
Oh, it's so hard to sing. Like, I can sing some songs, but that one, no. I will not subject anybody to that.
January is the month of dream weaving, isn't it?
Oh, dream weaving, dream chasing, dream catching, all of these amazing things.
I don't know if we spend enough time really thinking about our dreams. I try to, but this is kind of a new thing for me just the last couple of years. Like, who stops and thinks about their dreams?
You spend a fair bit of time on it, and I think it's good. I think we all need to spend more time on our dreams. We get so mired in the whirlwind, in the day-to-day. And remember, we need to remember our dreams.
So most of us, when we were little kids, we dreamed big dreams. Did you dream big dreams when you were little? Do you remember any?
Well, when I was little, I wanted to be a marine biologist like Jacques Cousteau.
Oh, didn't we all? Didn't everyone?
I wanted to go on the Calypso and sail around the world and tag sea turtles or whatever he was doing that week.
I would watch that show on Saturday mornings.
Of course you did. I loved Jacques Cousteau. Actually, when I was a kid, we had a dog. We had a Bouvier de Flanders dog.
So bougie.
So bougie. And we named him Jacques.
Who, did you get to name him?
Pretty much, I came up with that name. It was Jacques because he was a Bouvier, which is actually, they're a Flemish breed, not French, but still close enough. And I named him after Jacques Cousteau. It was a big, dumb dog.
Aw, was he sweet?
He was sweet.
So, dreams. This is the month of dream chasing, the Dream Chaser 5K, where we're going to talk all about the journey and how much joy there is in actually chasing your dreams, as long as you're chasing the right dreams. And the theme of the month is dream catching. And it's the month that we're going to transform into dream catchers. What do you say?
I say let's go for it.
So we have developed 9 steps. Surprise, surprise. We love things that have the number 9 around here. We love lists with 9 things. We love 9 ideas. We love 9 quotes. We love the number 9. So we came up with 9 steps to becoming a dream catcher.
All right. What's the first one?
Well, the first one starts with the dream. Before you can catch a dream, you have to put a name on it. You got to know what it is. And honestly, I think this is part of, or perhaps one of the most challenging elements of this, is naming and claiming your dream.
Yeah, identifying the dream is the first step, because obviously if you don't know where you're going, you can't get there.
Chances are pretty good you're not going to get there.
Is that a saying? Can I claim that? If you don't, I'm going to say it like in an old down east Maine accent. If you don't know where you're going, you can't get there. How was that?
That was awesome. Awesome. So why do you think people have so much trouble claiming their dream? I have some theories, but I'm curious yours.
Well, I think a lot of it, or certainly some of it, one problematic area is fear. You're afraid to claim it and not get there.
So, well, that would suck, right? I mean, if you're just kind of going through the motions and floating through your life, then it reduces the risk of failure.
Well, on the other hand, right, it reduces the risk of failure. You're not going to aim for your dream and miss because you didn't aim. So you didn't take that shot, so you didn't miss it. But like they say, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
You are a fount of cliches today. Let's keep them going. We should rename this podcast Eric's Nine Cliches.
I'm up to two.
Let's keep going.
Let's keep rolling.
Honestly, it's kind of funny. Like, let's see if we can come up with a cliche for each of the nine steps. I think that's hilarious. We'll try.
Okay.
We didn't prepare for that.
Nope.
So, yeah, it's scary to claim a dream. And sometimes it's hard. You know, all of us have had so much disappointment in our lives. And I can say that, like I can say pretty much all of us, because honestly, when you've, shall we say, achieved a certain age, chances are pretty good that some things in your life have not gone exactly as planned.
Yeah, but on the other hand, and going way off on a tangent here, but this is why if you've set some goals, if you've tried for some dreams and you've missed, going to the Stoics, and I don't think this counts as a cliche, but I forget which one, but one of them said he...
Now you know the Stoics by name? You are truly a scholar.
Well, there are some classic ones, but they say something to the effect of how they pity the man or woman who has not experienced adversity, for they'll never know what they're capable of. So even if you miss your dreams, if you've set something in the past, it gives you, according to the Stoics and what we're about, I think, is it gives you the opportunity to try again, to rise again. And that success is so much greater than the success if everything just comes easy to you. If everything just comes easy to you, you're not going to have any real satisfaction compared to the satisfaction you get from overcoming these challenges.
Well, that actually goes directly to setting Goldilocks goals, which we're going to in a minute. So hang on to that, and we'll go back to that idea, I think, in just a minute. But let's just be sure that we close the loop on this idea of before you can be a dream catcher, you have to claim your dream.
And I looked at some ideas around how do you sort of identify that dream. Let's say you're starting from scratch. I mean, you've been working on your dream life, like you said, for a number of years. And maybe you have that dream. And if you do, listener out there, then close your ears for a couple minutes and just focus on that. But if you're not sure, you know, think about what your perfect day would be like. What would your perfect day be like? And before you sort of knee-jerk, and maybe it is waking up on a tropical island, and maybe that's all you want to do, and I don't mean all, but maybe that is what you want to do, is get up every day, have your toes in the sand. Maybe that is your dream life. And maybe it's something else. Maybe it involves your work and whatever work you're contributing towards helping people, making the world a better place, whatever that is. How does that day start? How does that day look?
And I got to jump in here, because I think if you're going to go through that exercise, if you're going to approach identifying your dream singular in that way, I think you have to reframe it into your dreams or your dream life. Because that is actually some of the exercise that I went through. But what's important to keep in mind around that is it's not one thing. So if your dream is to wake up on a tropical island, wake up on a beach, go for it. But that's not your whole dream life. That's not the whole dream. I know that, because we're wired to want more. So maybe that's where the dream starts. But what does the rest of it look like? Who are you with? What do you do? How do you fill your day? And before you say, I just fill my day lying on the beach with my toes in the sand, I encourage you to consider whether or not that's actually what you would want to do every single day, right? So in my dream life, there is some of that being by the ocean and being in the water and being on the beach. And for me, it's 30 days a year. In my dream life, I swim in the ocean 30 days a year.
Did you get pretty close to that this year, didn't you?
Yeah, because I swam all the flipping time. And I count swimming in the bay, so it's not just the ocean. And I didn't get to any tropical island. I just swam in the bay behind our house. But it was glorious.
We had some lovely swims.
So what does your dream day look like? And then you have another idea of going back, right, to things that fueled you.
Yeah, what inspired you as a child, as a young adult? What got you going? What got you revved up back then? And maybe it's ridiculous. I don't want to be Jacques Cousteau anymore. Living on the Calypso and tagging sea turtles, not my dream life anymore. But other things around skiing and spending time with family and working to make a difference and helping people in their journey, whatever that is, that's all part of my dream life. And it's something that I've wanted to do. One of my first jobs, my boss at the time kept saying, go to Wall Street, go to Wall Street, go to Wall Street, you know, make a ton of money. And I just didn't want to do that. And I certainly could have, but just had no calling to me.
Sigh. No, just kidding. So identifying the dream, understanding a couple of things, and this is also, I think, critical in this part of the journey, understanding that it is okay if that dream changes. I revisit my dream life every single week and in a pretty meaningful way at the start of the year to really do a gut check and be like, is this still the dream? Is this still the dream I want to chase? And being sure that is. And it's really okay for that to change. So I think that frees you a little bit to not say, this is the one dream I have to go get. All right, taking a dream and now striving to catch it. Step one, or I should say step two.
Yep.
Step two, go.
Turn that dream into a goal. So put some foundations around it. Put some clarify it. Turn it from toes in sand to I want to spend 6 months out of the year in Aruba in a condo overlooking the ocean. Like, get more specific.
I once heard someone say, put work boots on that dream.
Yeah, and the same along the same lines is put a timeline around it. Super important.
And oh, you say super important, and I push back on that a little bit.
You do.
I do. Sometimes the world doesn't always work on your timeline. And I think sometimes timelines, they're a blessing and a curse because they put some urgency around things, for sure. You've got to put some kind of construct around it to give yourself that sense of urgency on the one hand. On the other hand, things often are outside of our control. There's just some reality to that. And I want to be sure that we don't put such a timeline on things that when you miss the timeline, you throw in the towel. Well, failed again. Because, well, maybe it's just yet. Maybe I just didn't accomplish that yet.
Agreed. And I'm going to push back a little bit and say, set a timeline, and I'll use your word, but be willing to be flexible with that and say yet. But as I like to say, I'm making up a new cliche, someday is not a deadline.
You made that up?
I just made that up.
I'm not sure you made that up.
Really?
It's like the Smorio.
Someday is not a deadline?
No, you didn't make that up.
Someone else said that?
At least once.
All right, well, I don't know who said that, but props to them. Someday is
somebody
not
brilliant.
Somebody must have been somebody brilliant. A Stoic. I don't think it was a Stoic. But it's true. Someday is not a deadline. And I always think about this. Do you know, friends of ours have a ski house in Mount Snow. and been there dozens and dozens of times over the years. And as you drive to their house, on the right is a giant house on the hill, and the name of the house, Someday. And these people, they did it. They didn't wait. They built it. They didn't say, all right, we're, you know, someday we'll have this house in Vermont. They had it, and they named it Someday, and that stuck with me.
Can I name our condo in Park City Someday? Because right now it's still on the Someday list.
When we get it.
Someday.
So put a time frame on it and be flexible with that time frame.
I think the big, and actually we'll talk about this in a moment. I think the big thing, I agree, time frame is important, but you got to be all right, we're going to come back to this.
Oh, okay.
All right, put a time frame on it. I actually agree with that, generally speaking.
So, but turning dreams into goals. You have a good analogy. Why don't you talk about your analogy, what you want to do with your book?
So in my dream life, I have published 5 books, and one of them's a bestseller.
Ooh.
That's my dream. In order to get there, I actually have to put my tush in the chair and write words and get books published. So that's my dream. My goal for this year is to finish the book Why Walk, which I've been working on for about a year. I actually had a deadline of the end of this year to get a draft done. I didn't make that deadline, but this coming year, that's on the list. So taking the dream, looking at what it is, what are the steps, what are the goals that make up that dream, breaking it down into pieces, putting a deadline on it, and go.
Right. And so you talked about breaking it down into pieces, and that's so important. So your dream, published author, 5 books, won a bestseller. That's the dream. That's an awesome dream. So the big goal is to finish writing the book this year.
Correct.
Can you break that down even further? What are other steps?
Right.
Huge part of accomplishing
so
this.
So the third step in the 9-step plan, the 9-point dream catching plan, step number 3 is to break your goal into tasks, steps, actionable items. And I like to do this by breaking out a notebook, because you all know how I love my notebooks, and making a list of everything, every task, every step, every action I can take towards a goal. Now, writing a book is a little bit different, because writing a book is sort of the same flipping action over and over and over again. Put your butt in a chair, put in chair, write 650 words, rinse, repeat every day until you can't take it another minute. But most of the goals that we want to accomplish require a lot of steps. And I actually could write that, I'm thinking about it, I could actually write that down. How many times do I have to do that? So I have to do that 100 times. So I could write it down 100 times. 100 times I've got to sit down and write 650 words.
That sounds like something that you would have to do on a blackboard if you got in trouble. I will write 650 words. I will write 650 words. I could picture you as like a Simpsons character writing on the chalkboard.
I could just make like a little checklist. I don't have to actually write that out.
Yeah, but it would be cuter if you wrote it out.
So take your goal, whatever it is. Say your goal is to finally purge the clutter in your life. You can make a list of every place that clutter lives. Your bedside table, your closet, the coat closet.
The laundry room.
The laundry room. I did the laundry room this holiday break. It's a work of art. And Eric is going to build me a new shelf. I'm so excited.
You did a lovely job.
Thank you. It's going to be even lovelier when you give me a new shelf.
This week.
Thank you. So take your goal, break it into pieces. The pieces, the tasks, the steps, the actions, and write those puppies down.
Which leads right into step 4, which is turn those tasks into a habit and create the environment to accomplish them.
This goes to doing whatever you can to make things easier for yourself. whether that's a habit that you want to form, whether it's putting the important things on the calendar, whether it's writing them in a Sharpie on your bathroom mirror. There are so many different, I don't know, hacks out there to try to keep you on track, to try to keep you moving forward. Because, and here's the rub, dream catching is not easy. I say this, I come back to this all the time, and this is sort of dated and such diet culture that I hate to even say it, but now I started, so I sort of have to. Cher was in a commercial a million years ago for a gym. Jack LaLanne, who I loved. Jack LaLanne is one of my idols, or was one of my idols. Anyway, and it was just Cher standing in a unitard, for anybody who remembers unitards. And she said, if great bodies came in a bottle, everyone would have one. If dreams chasing, if accomplishing your dreams came in a pill, everyone would have one. If it's a big, and this goes to what you were saying before, if it's a big dream, if it's a big goal, if it's something meaningful, if it's something challenging, it's going to take a lot of work.
Yep. It's going to require boots and a hard hat and a metal lunch pail and climbing that building and those girders every day. I'm just picturing those guys like building the Empire State Building in the 1930s. Like, it's just going to take work.
And there's another expression that I have been using once again lately, and I don't know if this is a cliche or not. I don't know. Is it a cliche? It might be, but I love it in its simplicity. It takes what it takes.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Takes what it takes.
We were talking with her daughter. She's studying for the SATs. You want to get a good SAT score for your college applications? Takes what it takes.
Takes what it takes.
All right. So, speaking of taking what it takes, when you do the work, when you accomplish these smaller goals, medium goals, whatever you accomplish.
When you accomplish the tasks, not even the smaller goals, it's you got to get small here with what you're about to say.
When you put in that work.
Yes.
When you put on your hard hat, when you write 650 words, whatever you do, celebrate it.
We do not celebrate enough. We talked about this last week, the importance of celebrating the wins.
Yep.
We don't do it. And the reason, a little bit of a refresher, the reason we don't do it, we think the wins aren't big enough. We think they're not important enough. We think they're not impressive enough. We think that if we celebrate the wins along the way, it's going to take the wind out of our sails and we're going to become complacent. We think that we don't have the right to celebrate tiny wins because there are people crushing bigger wins.
If you're doing the work, if you've set a goal and you do whatever work that is, if you focus on the process and you do that, that's a win. And that puts you ahead of so many people that aren't, and you should be proud of yourself.
About all the people in 99 Walks who look at other people who have bigger goals than they do?
Well, that goes to podcast number 43, Compare and Despair.
Actually 43.
I made that up.
He made that up.
We do not compare ourselves to others. We're all on our own journey. Our dreams are all different. Our steps to those dreams, the work that we're doing is all different, all unique. And when we do it, no matter what it is, and that's one of the things about 99 Walks that we've created and the community has created themselves is we support everybody's journey, everybody's steps and accomplishments, and I see equal applause, shall we say, for someone who did their first walk of half a mile as someone who did their Sunday 6 miles or longer. And it's all about celebrating those accomplishments that we are doing on our own personal journey.
There.
Mic drop.
We try not to tell anybody what to do around here. It's kind of one of our philosophies, right? You do you. And I kind of have one exception to that. And I'm just trying to sort of decide whether or not I can actually say this. but I think so.
Okay.
We have tried to ban the word only.
Ah.
Right? And this is, it's interesting because the research shows that this is totally a female thing. Men don't do this. Women tend to do this. Women tend to diminish their accomplishments by slapping an only in there. I only did X. I only walked Y. Forget the only.
I'm going to push back on this. Not in the context of forget.
Okay.
Not in the context of the only, but that men don't do this. Because I do this. I do that.
You do that in what context? When you're talking to other people, or you do this in your own head, in your self-talk?
Both.
Self-talk is different, but men don't do this publicly.
I'm going to share an example of what I did publicly. Years and years ago, I produced a concert for one of my jobs, and it was just packed. It was a wild success, and someone that I worked with, one of my colleagues, they were, I think, a little bit senior to me, was congratulating me and said, you know, what a great job I did. And I said, I didn't do anything. I said, I only did this. I only did this. I only did this. And it was certainly a team effort, but and she just looks at me and says, do you realize what you just said? And I was sort of like, yeah, okay, I guess I really do deserve the credit for this, so thank you. But I certainly think that it's something that happens to a lot of people.
All right, fair enough.
So I don't push back on the concept, just you're saying that only women do this.
I didn't say only women do this.
Mostly women.
I didn't say mostly women.
What'd you
don't
say?
Misquote me.
What'd you say?
I said women, research shows that women have a stronger propensity to do that than men.
And Eric. Women and Eric have a stronger propensity.
All right, we have a major problem. We have 4 minutes and we have 4 steps to go.
Okay.
Step 6, be willing to adjust the sales, but don't move the goalpost. So there is a tendency for many of us when we get close to a goal to suddenly decide that goal's not good enough and move the goalpost. Just, it's like a cartoon, you know, when they keep pulling the goal like a little bit further away from the poor dog who just can't quite catch the hot dog.
Or like the horse or the donkey with a carrot and the stick in front of them. They just keep moving.
Oh, yeah. It's so sad. Don't be the donkey.
And I had also flipped that one around, saying if we're not getting to our goal, if whatever we're doing where we don't see that goal getting closer, don't adjust the goal, adjust the actions, adjust the steps, adjust the environment, and keep working towards that goal, because that goal is yours and you deserve it.
Yeah, it's a really fair point. And this is something we have had to learn and continue to learn, that whatever tactics, steps you're taking, if they're not working and the goal is still important to you, keep trying other things.
Keep trying. Keep getting at bats. Keep taking that shot.
The more at bats you take, the more likely you are to hit a home run.
Cliche?
Oh, totally. All right. Number 7. This one matters. And this, we've alluded to this several times. But the bottom line on this, which might be the most critical thing, is when you fall down, don't quit.
Get back up. Knocked down 7 times, stand up 8. Cliche
number 7.
We need a little bell, a little cliche bell. And yeah, just keep trying. You miss days where you don't write 650 words.
But well, I've now missed months.
But you're going to keep trying. You're going to sit your butt back down in the chair. Members who miss their walk for a day, for a couple of days, for weeks. I'm actually seeing a fair bit of that in the Facebook group. Members who haven't walked in a couple months, but they're getting back up and trying again. They're coming out. They're starting the first of the year, and they are trying again. And just keep trying again.
And around this, you have to avoid getting a case of the effets. So what that means is when you miss a step, you miss a day, you fall off the path that you're on, you don't, whatever it is, because you're gonna fall down, you don't say, screw it, it's not worth it. screw it, I can't do this. Screw it, it's not worth trying. That is literally the single thing that will determine whether or not you catch your dream or you don't catch your dream, is that moment. Because no matter what it is you're chasing, you are going to have that moment.
No matter what.
No matter what.
And expect it. And when you set your dream, when you set those tasks, know it's coming. If you say, I'm going to walk every single day this year, you may be setting yourself up for failure. But if you say, I'm going to walk every day this year, and when something gets in the way and I miss a day, I'm going to keep walking the next day anyway.
Or I was talking about this actually on the live chat yesterday. Plan a mulligan. Give yourself a mulligan.
Yep.
I'm going to walk every day except 10.
And that sort of leads into the same thing, which is just don't quit.
Just don't quit.
Just don't quit. And this sort of leads into something, and this is going off on a little bit of a tangent, and I'll keep it short because we're running low on time. But when the process and parts of the process are something that you enjoy writing, you enjoy creating. So.
Except when I don't.
Right. But
except when it sucks.
But other times it doesn't. Right. And, you know, I enjoy working out, except the other day, I think it was yesterday, I was 95% through one of my workouts and breathing out, like it sucked. And I almost quit. But in general, I just enjoy the process. I enjoy going for
walks.
Now
everybody who's listening to this hates you, because most people don't enjoy working out that hard.
And you know what? I appreciate the fact, and I'm so grateful that I enjoy that, and I know that that's unique, and I totally get that, and I'm just very grateful that that's a trait that I have, a silly one. But the other process, the other things that you're going through, you know, hopefully should be set up as something that you enjoy doing at least part of the time. You're not going to enjoy it all the time, but you should enjoy it part of the time, and knowing that that's going to bring you to your big goal.
Yeah, it's a fair point. If you're chasing a dream and everything about the process of getting to that dream, you hate everything about that process, you may need to look at something else. You may need to look for something else, because that journey is going to be challenging.
Yep. So, and then the last point.
Rinse and repeat. There we go. Our final cliche. We're going to close on a cliche. So dream catching, it can become a habit and a pattern in your life. That's the beauty of what we're doing around here, because every month we're practicing dream catching. And when you catch a dream, when you catch a goal, that's fantastic. Now look for something new, because the miracle, the curse, the I don't even know of this life is that we have to keep moving forward, and we've got to stay on that journey, and we've got to keep learning and growing and all the things that you were talking about earlier, because that's what creates a life worth living.